WTOW News Time is 7:05. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A neighbor used his handgun to stop a man accused of strangling a woman after she told him she was ending their relationship. This was Monday night east of Bryan on Shady Creek Drive, where Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the victim was able to free herself from 24-year-old Logan McMahon and run next door.
McMahon showed up there, too, and was demanding to see her and just made quite a scene, apparently, and ultimately broke through the back door of their house. The neighbor was armed at the time, but showed a great deal of restraint, and actually they got into an altercation and fight, and he got the best of McMahon and was able to hold him there until our deputies actually arrived on the scene.
McMahon was arrested for aggravated assault, burglary, and shattering the rear door of the neighbor's house and a window of the vehicle driven by the victim. An off-duty College Station policeman shopping at the local Kohl's store Monday night spotted a man wanted for a residential burglary that took place 3 months ago. That led to on-duty officers from College Station and Bryan showing up. College Station Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says additional charges were made against the Bryan man following an inspection of his pickup parked outside the store that revealed butane bottles, mothballs, and other items used to make methamphetamine.
A Bryan Police Department canine unit was called to the scene and alerted on the vehicle for the possibility of presence of narcotics in that vehicle, different types of illegal substances believed to be methamphetamine, as well as illegally possessed prescription medication were recovered from the vehicle.
Flieger says 32-year-old Peter Sturck had been arrested earlier this month by another department for possessing materials to make a chlorine bomb. And the new charges also include shoplifting $154 of clothing and cologne from Kohl's. The local Better Business Bureau office has issued a buyer beware for those who've been pitched by an out-of-state company claiming they can generate savings on your energy or utility bills.
These folks are from Minnesota. The company has an F rating at the BBB in Minnesota, and so people in our area probably are not aware of this.
The BBB's Bill McGuire welcomes calls from residents who want to investigate the company. Also, McGuire suggests contacting local utilities, including BTU, to learn how to save on electric bills. Believe it or not, even though the batteries in your smoke detectors are fresh, they might not perform when it counts. Texas A&M professor B. Don Russell has been sounding the alarm about smoke detectors for years and says 90% of the devices in homes today are ionization smoke detectors, which won't work fast enough to save lives during a fire. He suggests smoke detectors with
photoelectric technology. It is affordable. It needs to be in every home because it will protect you from many of the fires that kill people, particularly when they're sleeping at night. Now, there's nothing wrong with also having some ionization smoke detectors in your home. If you've got those already, don't take them out. Add photoelectric smoke detectors to what you already have.
Russell suggests manufacturers stop making ionization smoke detectors altogether, but doesn't think it'll happen anytime soon. A Waco robbery and assault case has turned into a homicide investigation after police say one suspect was later slain. A police spokesman says nobody has been arrested in yesterday's robbery and deadly attack. A 19-year-old man says a woman he knows pushed the apartment door open and entered with three men. The resident was beaten, bound, and robbed. The suspects fled, including 28-year-old Terry Lynn Byram and one man taking the victim's truck. The victim, who suffered minor injuries, freed himself and ran to a neighbor for help. Police later answered a call about gunshots and found the stolen truck on a Waco road. Byram's body was nearby. She was shot and stabbed. The Houston hand surgeon whose life is spiraled out of control is now fighting for his life.
The Brown Hand Center will care for you just as I care for my own family.
Daddy's baby girl.
You may remember Michael Brown from his old commercial. Sources in Houston report the 56-year-old former doctor had a heart attack last Thursday and is incapacitated. This reportedly happened in Miami, where he's been living in recent months. He was supposed to report to Miami authorities last Friday to begin serving a 30-day sentence for assaulting flight attendants aboard a British Airways flight in January. On top of that, Brown has been mired in bankruptcy courts in Miami and Houston. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
And Governor Perry says Audie Murphy lives on in the hearts and memories of a generation of Americans. Perry went to Farmersville, east of Dallas, yesterday to present the state's highest military decoration to the World War II hero posthumously. Murphy was born in Hunt County and earned 28 medals before he was 21. His portrait hangs in the Texas House Chamber. WTOW News Time is 7:10. It's 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
It isn't easy to build stuff and look good doing it. Building stuff takes sweat and dirt and grease and even fire. Things that don't go well with ascots and pashminas. Fortunately, there's the 2014 Tundra. Of course, it's got its legendary dependability, but now it's completely redesigned with rugged looks and top-shelf interior. There's tons of new technology, too, like the available M-Tune system, Bluetooth, and standard backup camera. Hard not to look good while you're listening to your favorite tunes, talking hands-free, and parking the boat trailer like a boss. And if the standard Tundra wasn't handsome enough, they've got the special edition, Tundra Platinum Edition, and the even more over-the-top $1,794 edition. Nothing this tough ever looked this good. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and see what all the fuss is about. Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $309 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 11/4/13.
Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Seeger 1-Hour Heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Seeger 1-Hour Heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click SeegertOneHour.com.
Is it a cold or is it the flu? Cold symptoms usually start with a sore throat and progress to include a runny nose and stuffiness. These symptoms may last about a week. When you wake up coughing and sneezing, feverish with a headache, it's probably the flu. Flu symptoms are more severe and come on quickly. A trip to your doctor's office for flu medication can lessen the severity and the length of your illness. The best way to prevent a cold or the flu is to keep your hands germ-free with frequent washing. Hi, I'm Jennifer Burnett, and this Healthy Minute is brought to you by Guardian Healthcare, proudly serving Texans in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. Guardian Healthcare has been nationally recognized 4 years in a row as the home care elite, awarded to the top home health agencies in the U.S. Guardian Healthcare's local team of licensed professionals provides skilled nursing and therapy services in the comfort of your home. To find a Guardian Healthcare location nearest you, visit guardmyhealth.com. Remember, it's your health, it's your decision. Choose Guardian Healthcare.
You can get paid for spreading holiday cheer.
That's what elves do, and you can too at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now. Click santas-wonderland.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:14 in the weather forecast, brought to us by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. BrazosBounty.com.
Storm to our north continues to pull moisture up across the state. Scattered showers and the chance for thunderstorm today with a high around 80. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight, lows near 70. Showers and thunderstorms, they'll start to wind down tomorrow, temperatures approaching 80 degrees. It'll clear off tomorrow night, turn cooler and drier with lows near 55. Friday should be partly sunny, highs on Friday between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to break down some Aggie men's and women's golf. They just finished a tournament yesterday. Also going to be talking about some Aggie football players that are up for some awards. Tip off of the 2013-14 NBA season was last night, and the Texas teams are going to be playing tonight. I'll tell you what time. And also be breaking down Game 6 of the World Series, which is set to go between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Boston Red Sox. All this and more coming up in sports.
From the land of funky socks, Kennebunkport, Maine, where Bush the Elder is now residing most of the time. A Maine man faces drunk driving charges after allegedly using his, because I know you're a country music fan, Zach, you can probably fill this in.
But did he have his dog drive the car?
Riding lawnmower.
Oh, he was George Jones in it?
To make a beer run.
Yes.
Police say convenience store employees turned away the 51-year-old Tony Calder when he came to the store earlier in the month because they thought he was too intoxicated. Officials tell a TV station the employees followed the Kennebunkport man outside to make sure he wasn't getting into a car until he threw his leg over the John Deere and started headed home. They called the police. Police charged him with operating under the influence after stopping him just a short time later. Strangely enough, nobody answered the phone in his house to talk.
Okay, so the other day I saw somebody riding a lawnmower on Holloman.
Get out!
No, and they came off of 2018. It was right there.
Get out!
And they pulled onto Holloman, but it was the middle of the day. I mean, they I don't think they were intoxicated. Who knows? It's a college town, so it might have been.
Was it a kid? Was it?
Yeah, he was a younger guy. He looked about like college age. But I don't know if he was going somewhere to mow or if he was just...
Maybe his car broke down. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, and he just happened to have a trailer with a riding mower in the back.
So where do you park your car then on campus if that's where you're headed? Do you chain it up to the bike rack? How does that work?
I know they'll still give you a ticket.
Yeah, they will.
I'm sure they will.
This is something kind of cool. The world's first Bitcoin ATM is now in use at a coffee shop in Vancouver, Canada. It went live yesterday. A Bitcoin is a digital currency used to purchase products online. Up until now, converting Bitcoins to cash has been a complicated process, requiring a bank deposit and a few days' wait. That's no longer the case if you live in Canada, where some businesses now accept Bitcoins as currency. The new ATM in Vancouver will allow users to turn Bitcoins directly into Canadian dollars or Canadian dollars into Bitcoins. Now, they have to palm scan it to make it work, and it's like a $3 transaction fee.
I was about to say, I wonder if that works with Monopoly money.
Well, that's kind of, that's in
a lot of cash.
In essence, that's what Bitcoins are. It's Monopoly money.
It just seems, I don't know, that seems strange.
And since we were talking college students just a few minutes ago, as if you needed another one of those reality checks for graduating students, what you think is important in landing a job at a cubicle farm ain't as important to the potential employee as you think it is. Okay? The findings of a new survey, to put it, we'll say, in the most polite possible terms, is a gap between the skills hiring managers reported seeing in recent graduates and the skills the students perceive themselves as having mastered.
Which, does it give examples of, like, what they put on there?
No, but I'm assuming, you know, yes, I've got real-world skills. Really? So you can run a Fortune 500 company, and you work the cash register at fill in the convenience store here.
I was captain of my baseball team in high school. Put that on there.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Impressed them.
Well, see, that would work for here, as you are the sports guy.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
That is real-world experience for what we do.
Cubicle farm, a baseball farm, both have the word farm. I mean, come on, Kevin.
Farm club.
I was going to say farm
club. You're being
so
hard-nosed over there.
No,
I'm just teasing.
I was saying that would work here.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing.
Have you seen the picture on Facebook yet of the lady that put the sign up for somebody that stole the kid's pumpkin?
No.
Oh, this is awesome. A woman in Washington, D.C. named Becky was upset a few days ago when she went outside and saw someone had stolen the pumpkin she'd carved with her 2-year-old son. So she put up a sign, a message to the person who stole the pumpkin, and now it's all over Facebook. The sign reads, quote, "To the person who stole my son's pumpkin, thank you for the life lesson. This will help teach him that sometimes people are mean for no reason, and you have to just brush it off. Because my son is 2 years old and cannot read this sign, I will add, you are a," and I won't put the rest of it in there. But it's an expletive because her kid couldn't read it at 2 years old.
What did the pumpkin look like? This had to be some epic pumpkin.
No, she's got two or three of them on the patio, and somebody came up and just took one of the pumpkins, and it happened to be her kid's.
She's driving around the middle of the night looking for that.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it was something cool, like, I don't know, Darth Vader's face or, you know, something worth stealing.
I should have done that whenever I got my grill stolen. I had a grill.
Stole the grill off your car?
No. Like barbecue. Like a cooking grill.
Oh, like, I see.
I had it, underneath the
things are a lot rougher here than I thought.
Yeah, the stairwell of my my apartment complex. You know, people keep their bikes there and stuff. They don't have them chained up. And I normally had a bike lock on it, but they were doing some construction. They were like, hey, if you don't unlock your stuff underneath the stairwell, we'll have to do it for you, aka bolt cutters. And I was like,
and
I don't
somebody
want that.
Kiped your grill?
Yeah, I come back in the one night and I'm looking and I have to walk right by it because my apartment's upstairs. So I walk up the stairs and I look over and I'm like, where's my grill?
Now, did you report it? Because I sure hope you did. Zach,
no.
As someone in the news department, always, always, always call the police. Let them know they're here to help us.
I know my first call should have been to you or Bill, and y'all could put out the word.
And the next time you get a grill, take your, write down the, sorry, not trying to sound bossy. But do take a hold of your, you know, if you have a gun, you have a grill, whatever, copy down the manufacturer number so that if the police do find it in some drug lord's shack, then they can go, oh, this number belongs to, it comes up, Zach Taylor.
There's some wealthy drug lord now grilling steaks on Zach's grill.
Considering it didn't have a propane tank on it, and it was rusted out from the inside, and I hadn't used it.
You still should have called the
police.
Are you
sure? Do you think the garbage man took it by mistake?
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
There's
now that you've described it.
There's a possibility there.
No.
My guess, somebody took it for scrap.
Yeah, probably.
Someone probably did steal
the scrap,
it for scrap.
Anyways, for the scrap weight.
It's George Foreman from here on out.
Oh, bless your heart, Zach. I did that last night, as a matter of fact, because we were talking about pumpkins. We got sidetracked on Zach's grill. I carved a pumpkin with my kid last night.
That's awesome. Yes, I saw the seeds that you brought. Thank you so much.
No,
I will
thank
be
you.
Toasting them. We can eat them tomorrow morning. They're yummy. We'll be good.
Yeah, Scott's not here. We won't have to share.
What kind of what kind of pumpkin did you make? What kind of jack-o'-lantern?
Well, I had bought a kit a couple years ago and kind of stumbled into it. And my daughter's initials are EJ.
Right.
And, you know, as a guy, you shorten everything. So I call her E. And the pumpkin...
two letters are too many? Oh
yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Aaron, it's a two-syllable word. You can't...
Well, I mean, EJ to just E.
Nonetheless, I'm going through this book of stuff, and in it is three pumpkins that spell the word eek.
Oh, that's cute.
So she has a pumpkin now with her initial, just the giant E, but the E is designed, it's a lowercase E, and it looks like a little monster.
That's cute.
And I happen to be darn good at it, because when I was finished, I put it up, and I'm like, that's a cool pumpkin.
Now, is it true, did you say that the way to keep your pumpkins preserved is to put Vaseline on them? Because I carved one in a couple days ago. I don't have Vaseline, but I've been keeping it in the refrigerator, waiting to set it
up. Well, that will help a little bit. But what you want to do is cover the cut edges with Vaseline.
Okay. Does that keep it from dehydrating? Or?
Yeah, it keeps, especially on some of the more intricate, because a lot of these pumpkin carving kits now get pretty intricate, and the slivers are really skinny. And if they're very skinny, they dry out and just turn into little lines.
Yeah, mine's a little bit deformed already, and mine says, you are special.
Oh, good heavens.
That's what it says on my pumpkin.
When you're done carving it, take just a light coating of Vaseline on the edges that were cut. Excluding the top, you don't really have to mess with the lid part, but that also helps keep everything if you do the lid. From that top, sometimes will fall down inside of it if you carve too much out.
You have to carve it at an angle.
Well, that, and I strongly recommend, if you haven't done this before while you're carving pumpkins, if you will make the face that you're carving, God, I'm going into pumpkin carving.
Pumpkins, like, so you mean make the face on your face?
No, make the face of the pumpkin that you're going to carve.
Right, on your own face?
No, if you'll let me finish.
Okay.
The face on the pumpkin that you are going to carve, make it thinner. thin the wall of the pumpkin out, because when you carve things out, it's easier and the designs are more defined. I have done so many pumpkins. I'm kind of a pumpkin carving expert.
I feel like I can go out and I can carve any pumpkin in the world.
I've carved radio station logos into them, you name it. If I can find a pattern for it, I can make it.
Should have made one for WTL.
And while we're doing the color and play-by-play of pumpkin carving, you know, it is key to make sure it's cleaned out behind. Because even if it looks good in the part you've cut out, if it's all gunky behind, you have to make sure the light can shine out in the same shape as the shape that you carved out of the outer of the shell.
That's why you thin the wall. Because it makes a truer design. And you can cut holes in the back, and it will shine lights on the back wall, too, if you want to get really fancy.
Oh, now that's a cool idea.
I'm telling you.
Now, are you a classic candle man, or do you put those little battery-operated candles they use at weddings sometimes?
Generally, I would put a candle in it, but as this was kind of a last-minute deal with my daughter, I have one of the little fake, votive?
Yeah, because how do you keep the kids from, like, stepping on your pumpkins or kicking them over, or you know.
I don't care one way or the other, but the little votive candle worked better than anything else because it was quick and I could turn it on and off. All right, gang, it is 7:25 now, and we're looking at 80 for the high today with an 80% chance of rain on and off all day long. We'll see more rain through the course of today, tonight, tomorrow, and maybe into early Friday. Hopefully this will all burn off, though. Right now, light rain at 72, 94% humidity, and let's check in with Rush.
Last week, San Mateo County, California Superior Court judge handed down a ruling that stunned liberals. Judge Gerald Buchwald ruled that a billionaire landowner does not have to open his private road to the public if he doesn't want to, even if it is the only access to a beautiful beach at Half-Baked Moon Bay. Surfers, sunbathers, tourists, fishermen used to pay a $5 fee and ease on down the road to the beach. In 2008, though, the family that had owned the road and the surrounding property for over 100 years sold it to a rich guy for over $37 million. And he was not your average Hollywood rich guy, but a venture capitalist rich guy. The new owner put up a sign, "Beach closed, keep out." Now, normally, liberals would run to court, argue that California's constitution prevents people from blocking access to beachfront property, and that would be that. His property would become their property. But Judge Buchwald found that in this case, a treaty dating back to the Mexican-American War extinguished all public rights to this particular parcel of land. The public is allowed to use the 200-acre beach, but they have to access it from the ocean. This is a great idea. I'd like it myself. Just as abortion is a sacrament among liberals, so is their belief that they are entitled to other people's property. So they're livid, and they're vowing another round of lawsuits to get their way. The idea that what's yours is really yours, too much for them to bear.
Are you a woman over 40? Do you want to lose weight and body fat? Does it seem harder than ever to lose weight? Do you ever experience hot flashes or have trouble falling asleep? You're not alone, and it's not your fault. Stubborn weight gain, hot flashes, and sleeplessness are common symptoms of menopause. But here's some great news about two great products. Ambrin can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambrin Weight Loss, a powerful new product that'll help you get the results you want. Call now and ask how you can receive a free sample of Ambrin Weight Loss and start losing weight. Just call 1-800-536-7070. You can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. But you must call now. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. To claim your complimentary free sample, call right now at 1-800-536-7070. That's 1-800-536-7070.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, the Rush Limbaugh segment, brought to you by Jason Bayansky. The weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluation, deep-drilled bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Some beneficial rain will fall today in the form of scattered showers and thunderstorms as a storm to our north draws moisture up out of Mexico and right across the whole state. Temperatures today around 80. Showers and thunderstorms will continue to move by tonight near 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, they'll end, highs near 80, clearing tomorrow night with a low of 55. Looks pleasant on Friday with partial sunshine and highs of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
Max Food Mart, Blinn College, First Victoria Bank, Central Texas Sports Medicine, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, ABC Home and Commercial Services, Monograms and More, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Intech Pest Control.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station and Bryan police were in the parking lot of the Kohl's store Monday night to check out a pickup belonging to a man arrested earlier this month of having materials to make chlorine bombs. College Station Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says that information was known to the officers who arrested a Bryan man wanted for a residential burglary this past July.
And at that time, there was nothing that was recovered that would indicate that he had currently been involved in making any type of explosives.
But the search of the pickup using a Bryan drug dog resulted in finding narcotics, methamphetamine, and ingredients to make meth, including butane bottles, batteries, and mothballs. 32-year-old Peter Sturka Bryan was arrested for the burglary along with drug charges and for shoplifting from Kohl's, where he's accused of taking cologne and clothing valued at $154. Flieger says Sturk was seen inside Kohl's by an off-duty officer who was shopping. A Bryan man's reaction to hearing his girlfriend say she was ending their relationship landed him in jail. 24-year-old Logan McMahon is accused of jumping on the woman's vehicle as she was trying to leave, shattering a window to gain entry, and grabbing her neck. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the woman was able to get away.
She ran over to the neighbor's house and knocked on their back door to seek some help. And the neighbors let her in, and she was obviously distressed, and they were willing to help out.
Kirk says McMahon followed the woman into the neighbor's house and threatened to kill her. The homeowner pointed a handgun at McMahon, and following a brief fight, the suspect was subdued and held until deputies arrived to make the arrest.
Thankfully, there wasn't any injuries with them as they come to the rescue. And then, of course, the girlfriend had some bruises.
McMahon was treated for cuts after shattering the back door to gain entry. With the cold weather season upon us, Texas A&M professor B. Don Russell has a warning that many homes need better smoke detectors. Russell says 90% of homes only use ionization smoke detectors, which alert homeowners of fire sources such as toasters or air from hot ovens, but give people a false sense of security.
You can actually send off an enormous amount of smoke, lots of toxic gases from, say, burning plastics or burning furniture material, creating a very dangerous condition, and an ionization smoke detector will not detect that in a timely fashion.
Russell says, on the contrary, photoelectric smoke detectors can give you 20 to 40 minutes advance warning and are also affordable. He says you don't need to remove ionization detectors, just add photoelectric detectors to what you already have. A Minnesota company with an F rating from the Better Business Bureau in that state is in the Twin Cities. Local BBB President Bill McGuire says they're offering free meals as part of a pitch that they can save you money on your utility or energy bills.
If they happen to say that they are an accredited business with the BBB, please don't take that as being the truth. Please check it out with us here. We actually know who is BBB and who's not.
McGuire says to learn how to save on electric bills, contact your local power provider. University of Texas System Regent Wallace Hall has told lawmakers he's willing to answer questions at his next impeachment hearing, but he wants to be subpoenaed to testify under law oath. Some lawmakers have accused Hall of misusing his position to try to force out Austin campus president Bill Powers. Hall's attorney says his client wants to tell his side of the story at a hearing next month. Authorities feared a man suspected of killing five people during a series of attacks in Terrell, east of Dallas, might have harmed more individuals if he hadn't been arrested after being spotted by an off-duty officer. Terrell's police chief has declined to speculate on a motive for the slayings. Charles Everett Brownlow Jr. has been charged with one count of capital murder and one count of evading arrest. More charges are expected to be filed. Police say the attacks took place over a 5.5-hour period on Monday. The victims include Brownlow's mother, an aunt, a couple he knew, and a convenience store worker. And pieces of the historic Houston Astrodome will go on the auction block this weekend.
Reliance Center, next to the aging Houston Astrodome, will be the site of an auction on Saturday for anyone wanting a piece of memorabilia from the stadium once known as the Eighth Wonder of the World. You can get a square foot of turf for $20. Bids on a pair of seats start at $200. A turnstile will cost more. The Houston Chronicle says higher-priced items include dugout benches, on-deck circles, and maybe sand from the mound once patrolled by pitchers like Nolan Ryan. Proceeds are going toward the Astrodome renovation project. Voters in Harris County will be asked to approve a referendum for $217 million to turn the Astrodome into a convention and exhibition center. Scott West, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by BCSRealtor.com. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. You're Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to BCSRealtor.com. Meet your neighbor. Meet your realtor.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light presents the Texas Renaissance Festival, happening every weekend now through December 1st, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides throughout the 8 magically themed weekends. This weekend, set sail for a swashbuckling voyage as pirates invade the festival. Arr! It's Pirate's Adventure, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Your patience has been rewarded. American Lube Center Tower Point under the water tower in College Station is now open. It's your fourth location, and now your vehicles will not only run great with our award-winning oil changes, but will look fantastic with our new full-service car wash and detail. Let us help you fall in love with your car all over again. American Lube Centers, best of the Brazos Valley for 4 years in a row. Visit any of our four locations today. American Lube Centers Tower Point, now open.
Hi, I'm Jason Byinski, Mayor of Bryan. One of my proudest accomplishments has been improving the relationship with our sister city, College Station. For the first time in my lifetime, we've ended all lawsuits between the cities. But we've done more than end the fighting. We're now partnered on numerous projects, from the biocorridor to police and fire protection, from jointly operating the landfill to recruiting new businesses to town. The best days for Bryan College Station are ahead. I'd ask for your vote to keep up the momentum.
Political ad paid for by the Jason Byinski Campaign, Emmanuel Glockson, Treasurer.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses.
This is Hunter Goodwin with the Oldham Goodwin Group. Living in a great community is something we all love. That's why Oldham Goodwin is a business partner with the Arts Council. Whether it's the performing, literary, visual, or even culinary arts, we know that supporting the arts is a sure way to keep making the Brazos Valley a great place to work and live. Join us today in supporting the Arts Council by becoming a business partner. It's a great way to get involved.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. It is 7:39 in the weather forecast brought to us by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. BrazosBounty.com.
Storm to our north continues to pull moisture up across the state. Scattered showers and the chance for thunderstorm today with a high around 80. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight. Lows near 70. Showers and thunderstorms, they'll start to wind down tomorrow. Temperatures approaching 80 degrees. It'll clear off tomorrow night, turn cooler and drier with lows near 55. Friday should be partly sunny. Highs on Friday between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking some Aggie men's and women's golf, as well as a couple of football players that are up for some awards. We're also going to be talking some World Series baseball, and Aggie's going to actually be pitching tonight for the St. Louis Cardinals, who are down 3-2 to the Boston Red Sox, so they're going to be trying to avoid elimination. And the NBA season officially kicked off last night, and Texas NBA season officially kicks off tonight. I'll tell you what teams are playing and when right here on WTAW, coming up in just a little bit on sports.
Thank you very much, Zach. Appreciate it. We're joined on the phone now by United States Congressman Bill Flores, representing the 17th District. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Kevin. Great to be on with you and Kat.
Thank you very much. Okay, so you guys have been just more than a little busy with everything going on with Obamacare, to say the least.
Just a little bit. There are several things going on right now. Of course, we're having multiple hearings on several things. One is, why did the administration tell the American public that they'd keep their insurance policies when internally they knew that millions of policies would be canceled because of the new rules incorporated in Obamacare. We've also had hearings on the rollout of the website for the exchanges. And then there's another kind of an interesting aspect, interesting thing going on now, and that is we've discussed in the past, members of Congress and our staffs are supposed to be covered by Obamacare. In other words, we don't have the option after January 1st to be in the federal employment health benefit plan anymore.
Initially, you were exempted, correct?
That's correct. And then at the last minute in the Obamacare debate, a Republican senator named Grassley introduced an amendment that said that members of Congress and their staffs had to be in the exchanges just like the rest of America. The amendment was a little awkwardly worded, and so the Office of Personnel Management, which is part of the Obama administration, has come up with some loopholes to allow members of Congress and our staffs to get out of it if they don't want to be in it. And so we've had this sort of an internal set of discussions about under what circumstances you can elect to not be in an exchange. My team and I are going to go into the exchanges just like the rest of America, and I hate to do that to anybody, but if America's got to be subject to it, well, I think we ought to live under the laws that are passed by Congress. Even though I wasn't here when it passed and I didn't vote for it, but I think that
fair
we
enough.
Ought to be subject to it just like everybody else.
Sure. Now, with so much of that that's going on, is there any way to restructure even within the Obamacare? Because I know that the Republicans have been trying to bit and piece this thing apart a little bit. And part of the problem is the mandates are causing the changes in the insurance policies, i.e., somebody, you know, a single guy has to have maternity care.
Yeah,
I know that's one of the rules.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the issue. And that's the reason these policies are getting canceled, is that there were minimum coverages that had to be included in these, whether people wanted them or not. And so is the old policies, even though the president said they'd be grandfathered, can no longer be issued under the law. And so as a result, they have to be canceled by the insurance companies. Now, the president's tried to blame this on the insurance companies, but the insurance companies are just complying with the law that he wanted.
Okay.
And so it's a mess. It really is. Now, the good news is that the Democrats are finally starting to see the weaknesses of the law on a crystal clear basis. And so we've had a number of them start calling for delays in the individual mandate. And my hope is by the time we get to the end of to the middle of December, when Congress breaks for recess, that we can have delayed it for at least a year.
What do you think the probability of that happening is, if you had to guess?
Kevin, at this point, I'd say about 50-50.
Well, that's going up.
The president's not going to like it, but he kind of needs the relief because he, you know, they're under siege because of all the lies they've told and the way this thing has been such an abject failure on the rollout.
Well, let's move on to something now that's a little nicer anyway. You're kind of holding a town hall meeting up at Baylor for veteran employment opportunities in Texas.
That's correct. As you may recall, I'm the chairman of the Economic Opportunity Subcommittee, which is part of the full Veterans Affairs Committee. And we take care of economic opportunity issues for veterans. And we have hearings in Washington usually to discuss these issues, but every now and then we have field hearings. And that's what we're going to have, are field hearings. The ranking member, Mark DeCano, and I are going to have a field hearing in California on Monday the 4th next week. And then on the 6th, we'll be back in District 17. We'll have a field hearing in Waco. And we're going to have several folks there that have had innovative programs to hire veterans. We're going to talk to some state agencies here in Texas that have been particularly effective in helping veterans get jobs and get training. And then we're going to talk to the educational community, Baylor, Texas State Technical Institute, McLennan Community College, and Texas A&M are all going to testify about the great things they're doing to help our veterans find employment in Texas.
Well, with things of that nature, especially in that area, because of Waco, Temple, Killeen, and the proximity to Fort Hood, I would imagine there's some really good ideas coming out of there.
Oh, absolutely, and we're going to have employers from Waco, Bryan College Station, and Austin there, all parts of our district, to talk about some of the unique things they've got going on. It'll really be a fascinating discussion. I hope we get a good attendance because I think the constituents of Texas 17 would be proud about what's happening right here in Texas, in the Brazos Valley, and particularly in Central Texas, to help our veterans find employment.
All right, we're going to start wrap this up with one more that'll get folks' dander up a little bit, I think. Democrats controlling the Senate want to avoid future showdowns over the debt ceiling, so they're proposing to give the president authority to authorize additional federal borrowing unless they can get a veto-proof majority to block him.
Yes, sir. It's a little bit of it's a big gimmick so that members of Congress don't have to vote explicitly to raise the debt ceiling. They did this once before. Well, they'll put a provision in law that says that the president has the right to raise the debt ceiling unilaterally up to a certain date or up to a certain amount unless Congress passes resolution to veto it. Well, the president, they did that in this last bill that passed a couple of weeks ago when the government was reopened, and this is one of the reasons I voted no, is that they said, okay, and the president can raise it up through February 7th, and now the president said, okay, I want to raise it, and he's issued his request to Congress, and now Congress is going to vote to veto it, and then he'll veto the veto, and it won't be overridden, and so the debt ceiling goes up. So it's a little bit gimmicky. But it's a lot gimmicky. I don't like this kind of silly stuff that Congress does.
Well, this
hopefully we don't have this happen again.
Am I reading this right in that it centralizes almost all the power then with the president, and the power of the purse is in the House? Yes,
That's correct. But this was embedded in the bill that passed a couple of weeks ago that allowed the debt ceiling to be raised by the president and that reopened the government and funded the government through the middle of January.
Right.
So what happened is that bill was a House bill that had to do with verification of income for people on Obamacare. It went to the Senate. The Senate took it since it was a revenue bill, stripped out everything, put in their bill, and then it came back to the House, and that's what the House voted on and approved. Even over 144 of us voted no.
Because of that provision.
Right, because of that provision. So essentially it is a revenue bill started in the House, a revenue and spending bill started in the House. And then, so it's constitutional the way it's been done, but I don't like the way that Congress has abdicated its responsibility for the debt ceiling. I mean, we have unilateral authority over the debt ceiling. So it seems to me like we've abdicated. Fortunately, it only goes through February the 7th. That's the only good news out of this. The president can't raise the debt ceiling past February the 7th.
Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate your time.
Good talk to you, Kevin. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and for our first responders.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. The United States Congressman Bill Flores visits with us each and every Wednesday on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Elaine Brooks. Mike Sutherland cares about your animals. A few years ago, when animal lovers were deeply concerned about the very high euthanasia rate of dogs and cats at the Brazos Animal Shelter, Mike Sutherland was the only public official who would listen. Thousands of animals are being euthanized every year at a very high cost. Mike Sutherland worked tirelessly to establish a more humane and progressive system of animal care and save your tax dollars. For a people-oriented problem solver, vote Mike Sutherland for mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign. Tana Sutherland, Treasurer.
Enjoy live music and dancing to the Latino rock of Del Castillo, Friday, November 15th, benefiting Voices for Children at the Grand Stafford Theater in downtown Bryan, with generous underwriting by Fred Davis of Davis & Davis Lawyers. Doors open at 6, and tickets are available at GrandStaffordTheater.com. Come early for Latin dance lessons provided by Susan's Ballroom Dance, then dance the night away at the Voices for Children Benefit Concert, featuring Del Castillo, Friday, November 15th. Get tickets at GrandStaffordTheater.com. Additional support provided by Coffee Corner and Denise Bermudez.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW at 749. The forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. 80% chance of thunderstorms today and a high of 80. Tonight, we'll keep that 80% chance of rain in the forecast and fall off to 72. It is 72 with light rain now and 94% humidity at Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Time now for a Focus on the Family, brought to you by Child's Dermatology.
Is your marriage in trouble? Well, I know things may look bleak right now, but I hope you'll take what I'm about to say to heart. Don't give up. You can turn things around. But to do it, you'll have to immerse yourself in a process of recovery, not just dabble in it. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Now, I'm not much of a gardener, but I do know a few things, like getting seeds to sprout. I know I've done enough of those windowsill projects with my boys, and the one thing I've noticed, those seeds will never grow if you just dip them into a patch of dirt every so often. You also can't be impatient and give up on a seed if it doesn't push through the soil after a day or two. A seed is transformed into a thriving plant when you immerse it in the soil and allow the process of sun, water, and time to take its course. A troubled marriage isn't much different. You can't heal a broken relationship overnight or with an occasional visit to a counselor. Struggling couples must immerse themselves in a recovery process and give helpful resources time to breathe life back into their relationship. As the president of an organization dedicated to helping families, I believe willing couples can turn almost any situation around. I've seen it happen again and again. But to do it, you have to commit yourself to the influence of helpful people and do the work that needs to be done. For more help building a thriving marriage, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
An official message from Medicare.
Shopping list?
To-do list. Look what's at the top.
Medicare open enrollment, October 15th through December 7th.
Time to compare plans, look for better coverage and savings.
I hear with Medicare, we get preventive benefits.
Mm-hmm. Like a free cancer screening, wellness visit, and over 50% off brand name drugs if you're in the donut hole.
I'll get the laptop.
I'll get the coffee. Go to Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-953-4036. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-953-4036. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-953-4036.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Child's Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch laser therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here
at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet. Kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. Both quarterback Johnny Manziel and receiver Mike Evans have been named semifinalists for the 77th Maxwell Award for the Collegiate Player of the Year. The winners will be announced as part of the Home Depot College Football Awards show, which will be broadcast on ESPN in December. Meanwhile, Manziel and Evans will lead the 12th-ranked Dags against the UTEP Miners this Saturday at Kyle Field. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. with coverage right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Texas A&M women's golf team wrapped up play at the Alamo Invitational, tied for fifth in the overall standings. Senior Katerina Ruzicova claimed fourth place individually at 5-under par for the tournament, and senior Natalie Reeves finished tied for 24th. Meanwhile, on the guys' side, the third-ranked men finished in eighth place at the Royal Oaks Intercollegiate in Dallas. Sophomore Ben Crancer claimed his third top 10 finish of the year, recording four birdies with only one bogey in the third round to finish 3-under par for the day and tied for 10th in the tournament. CollegeSwimming.com has named Texas A&M senior Bria Larson the National Collegiate Swimmer of the Week after her performance against the University of Texas. Larson's 21 individual points were extremely valuable in the 152-148 victory over the rival Longhorns, where she finished first in the 100 breaststroke, 200 breaststroke, and helped contribute to a win in the 200 medley relays. Congratulations to Bria. The 2013-14 NBA season officially tipped off last night with the defending champion Miami Heat spoiling Derrick Rose's return to the court with a 107-95 win over Chicago. Indiana topped Orlando 97-87, and the LA Lakers captured city bragging rights with a 116-103 win over the Clippers. All three Texas teams will play their season openers tonight at home. Dwight Howard will make his Rockets debut, and Houston hosts Charlotte at 7. The San Antonio Spurs take on Memphis at 7:30, and Dirk Nowitzki and the Mavs welcome Atlanta to Big D at 7:30 as well. And speaking of the Mavs, their general manager Gerson Rosas has resigned just 3 months into his new job. Rosas filled a position that had been vacant since former coach and GM Don Nelson left the franchise 8 years ago. Well, the Dallas Stars went into Montreal last night looking for their second win in a row.
Snaps that pass ahead to Eakin. Cody Eakin. Eakin shoots, scores! Cody Eakin snaps it by Carey Price, and the Stars are on the board.
But that's as close as they would get as the Canadiens down the Stars 2-1. Montreal goalie Carey Price made 26 saves on the night. As if losing in this last second to the Detroit Lions wasn't enough, the Dallas Cowboys suffered another big loss last Sunday when offensive guard Brian Waters went down with a tricep injury. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says Waters will likely miss the rest of the season. Mackenzie Bernardo will return to the starting spot. Well, Game 6 of the World Series is set for tonight in Boston. The Red Sox have a chance to clinch it after winning 2 out of 3 in St. Louis, but standing in their way is former Aggie hurler Michael Wacha, who is a perfect 4-0 this postseason with an ERA of 1. Here's Wacha on getting the chance to pitch in Game 6.
Whenever opportunity presents itself, you know, I try to take advantage of it. So that's been the way I've been my whole life, really. And so, you know, this is another opportunity that I'm trying to take advantage of and get a win for this ball club. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. Just really looking forward to it.
That audio is courtesy of the MLB Network. First pitch is scheduled for tonight at 7:07 at Fenway Park. And that's been your sports update brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini master class at Blinn College to get ahead or just to catch up. With a wide variety of online classes offered, the mini-mester doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Mini-mester courses start soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with $19.99 due at signing. Plus, qualified buyers can trade up with $500 trade assistance bonus cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details.